The UN Climate Change Summit in Paris is drawing more business people than previous conferences. That's because businesses around the world are now interested in addressing the challenges and opportunities that come along with climate change. NPR's John Itzde reports.
In the past, the business community has often been an obstacle to action on climate change and seen more as an enemy than a partner. Peter Backer of the World Business Council for Sustainable Development says that was clear at the first big United Nations conference that addressed climate change in Rio back in 1992. He says there were about 5,500 delegates there.
Only a handful, to be precise, 13 people were representing the business sector in that first meeting. And most other delegates thought that business was the cause of all evil.
But more than 1,000 business representatives will be in Paris, and most will be supportive of climate action, says Edward Cameron, who represents a coalition called We Mean Business.
There are always going to be pockets of agreement and pockets of disagreement. But what I think we see going into Paris is a far greater level of support from the business community writ large, and far more willingness to speak out publicly about this.
One gauge of business support for curbing carbon emissions is that more than 150 big U.S. companies have signed a White House pledge to reduce their carbon footprints. The list includes General Motors, GE, and Walmart. What's changed, says Peter Backer, is that businesses now see that the cost of inaction is greater than the cost of acting to curb climate change. That's the case at General Mills, the big food company whose products include Cheerios, Lucky Charms, and Yoplait yogurt. Ken Powell is the CEO.
For us, it's not theoretical. We depend on natural systems, and we depend on healthy environment for the crops and the ingredients that we use.
For that reason, businesses in the agriculture and food sector are among those most interested in curbing carbon emissions. General Mills started by reducing energy use in its facilities.
We've eliminated about $250 million of energy cost over the last 10 years. And so for people who worry that companies are misspending resources, you know, to address this issue, our experience has not been that. Our experience that it's been very positive from a business standpoint.
That's a big theme at the Paris conference, the idea that addressing climate change is good for business. It's an idea that's gotten Wall Street's attention, too, and big banks and investment firms are beginning to change their approach to investing. They're looking out over the horizon, and what they see is a low-carbon future. So they're limiting investments in carbon-intensive businesses and putting more money into companies that will thrive in a low-carbon environment. Val Smith, an executive at Citigroup, says while her bank wants to be seen as a good global citizen, this is really about good business.
It is very much about looking at the business opportunity and profits that can be made in the environmental finance and climate finance space.
Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates echoed that thought yesterday in Paris. He was there unveiling the Breakthrough Energy Coalition, a group of nearly 30 wealthy investors, including Virgin's Richard Branson and Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg. They'll act as a vanguard of venture capitalists, moving new clean energy technologies from government research labs to the market. Of course, there are major business sectors that are lagging. Oil and gas companies must come to terms with potentially leaving billions of dollars worth of their assets in the ground. Auto companies, built around the internal combustion engine, remain conflicted. Witness Volkswagen's emissions cheating scandal. And if the price of oil remains low for a long period, investments in renewables will look less attractive. But Ed Cameron of We Mean Business is cautiously optimistic.
Business and government need to work as partners in this process. Previously, they haven't. I think they now are, and I think that's one of the reasons why we're likely to see greater success coming out of Paris.
Cameron says what businesses want from this meeting are clear goals for curbing carbon emissions. Many also want a price on carbon in the form of taxes or other measures that reflects its threat to the planet. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.